Let's talk to Bruce Williamson, because it's not just the climate change protesters that are holding up the traffic. The railways aren't going to be very much fun at the weekend either. Bruce, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. Now, you know me, I like to try and do my bit for public transportation when I can. You know, if there's nobody glued to any of the trains at the weekend, hopefully they will be running, but not out of Euston Station, apparently.
No, Euston Station is going to be totally closed down. It is the usual Easter engineering works.
Oh, yes. When you say that, you say it with such resignation.
Well, I suppose what it is, it's one of those sad facts of life that these works have to be done sometime. And there's no perfect time to do it that doesn't inconvenience someone. So actually, when at Easter time, when many people aren't working and the amount of commuters is very low, then it makes sense to do it at that time. But, of course, then, you know, inevitably the poor old holidaymakers suffer for
Well,
that.
Indeed. I mean, couldn't they do it? Could they have done it next weekend, when at least people who are back at work probably won't be going away for the weekend?
Well, no, because it's a short weekend, isn't it? That's one of the other things, of course. You've got four days to do these big jobs. It's the same with Christmas and New Year as well, where you've got a big break. It's the best time to tackle some of the really big jobs that have to
this
be done.
This is all related.
If you did it next weekend, you'd still get people inconvenienced by it. There's no time that doesn't inconvenience anyone.
No, that's true. But this is all to do with HS2 as well, isn't it? Which not everybody thinks is the world's greatest railway idea.
Yeah, partly. I mean, HS2, yes. I mean, I certainly have some reservations about the way the costs are spiralling out of control. And it is a controversial scheme. But given that the government have given it the go-ahead, and we want HS2 to be integrated with the existing railway network, they have to do works to the existing network to connect it up to HS2, so that's kind of fair enough.
Well, fair enough is not the word that I would use, but what else is being shut down this weekend then, Bruce? What can we look forward to?
The other biggie, I suppose, is the Severn Tunnel, which connects South Wales to England and ultimately to London.
Right.
What's slightly unfortunate there, and I don't know the total details of this, there's a detour you can take. If Severn Tunnel's shut, you can take a detour via Gloucester. But that line is closed as well. So sadly, it's the dreaded bus replacement service that's going to ferry people.
Oh, God, that's going to take ages, isn't it?
Yeah, that's going to be, it's not going to be ideal. Between sort of Bristol and Newport Cardiff, you'll have to take the bus instead of the train. And you know, we know that people don't like bus replacement services. It is the sort of dreaded word.
Well, it does, but it's because it takes such a long time, that's why.
Well, yeah, it's slower, and it's the extra inconvenience of sort of decamping from your train and getting on a bus and moving your luggage and blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
and back on the train again at the other end. So, you know, I mean, we do push the rail industry to sort of, you know, use bus replacements as a last resort, really, you know, because we know that the passengers don't like them. But you know, we recognise as well that sometimes it is inevitable.
Well, some of the things that annoy people about it as well is that you're paying the same fare. They don't give you a break on the basis that you're not actually travelling by train. They make you pay the same amount of money, even though half your journey is being made on a ghastly, horrible bus.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair comment, really. You know, it is a lower quality of service. You'd think that, you know, that you'd pay less for it. I suppose there's an awful lot of tedious admin to be involved if you want to do that. You know, how much discount do you give on what routes? And, you know, they would argue that, well, we've warned you about this in advance. We know it's inconvenient, but you pay your money, you take your choice, really. You don't have to travel on a bus replacement service. You can, you know, choose to take a...
Well, that depends on why you're going, really, doesn't
it? Well, indeed, yeah, yeah. I mean, I accept that, but, you know, that's the rail industry's argument for not going through this fiasco of discounting people.
Yes, and what about South West trains? They're usually up to no good at the bank holiday weekends. What are they doing?
I believe there's some disruption to Waterloo. I'll be honest, I'm not 100% certain on that. There's also works going on between Glasgow and Edinburgh as well. There are actually four different routes between Glasgow and Edinburgh. Or was it five? One of them is going to be shut down. So I think the services Virgin won't go all the way. I think there's works around Manchester. Manchester will be closed for one day, and you'll take a diversion via Crewe. You know, you can look.
You're not filling me with joy, Bruce.
Website. So to be fair to them, the rail industry, it is sort of warned in advance. You know, you should know where the disruption is happening if you're planning to travel, and you phone up or go on the website. They'll tell you all about it.
So we'll just get in our cars and drive then.
Well, unfortunately, yeah. I mean, that is one of the the sad consequence is that whenever the railways are disruptive, it makes car travel look more attractive, you know. And obviously, the roads are going to be clogged really badly this weekend.
They will be, yeah.
For the same reasons, really.
There doesn't appear to be much thought going into any of this. I know you're telling me, Bruce, with a very measured tone, that we should all know better than to travel at Easter. But a lot of people don't have any choice in that. You know, a lot of people's kids are off school. They want to go and see their parents, so they take the kids to see the grandparents. The only way they can get there is by train. And, you know, they're stupped, basically, and they're supposed to suck it up.
What's the alternative? You know, I mean...
Don't do it would be the alternative.
Yeah, and then the trains would just collapse and, you know, we'd have an unsafe railway falling apart. This work has to be done, you know, and sometimes there's just no alternative but to do it at Easter.
Would you take a bet with me that there will be overrunning works on Tuesday morning?
I reckon the chances are they won't.
Really?
You know, again, with the best will in the world, when you're sort of... you know, dealing with a Victorian railway, there's going to be unknowns that crop up. But, I mean, I'm pretty confident they'll finish on time.
OK, well, I'll be here on Tuesday, and if you're wrong, we're going to get you back on the phone.
OK, I'll bet you one penny. How about that?
One penny, yes, all right then, Bruce. All the use of a free bus for the day to go around London, hoping that by that stage we got rid of the climate change nutters, but we shall see. Bruce, have a nice Easter. Thank you very much indeed. Bruce Williamson from Rail Futures there telling us that, hey, you've just got to suck it up. You've just got to deal with it. You should have known better. You shouldn't have bothered booking a holiday at Easter. You shouldn't go anywhere. You should just stay at home and not bother because you should know better. Dear me. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.